What up, New York Mets fans? Welcome to the Whole Lotta Mets podcast. I'm Mendy. And with free agency starting, I want to go over what relief pitchers are available for the New York Mets to sign. Because every year, it seems, the bullpen is an issue. Like, I always feel like the Mets bullpen is an issue. And this year has a ton, and I mean a ton of under-the-radar relievers available. I'm going to dive into it on this episode. Let's roll. So right off of my head, we obviously have Liam Hendricks, maybe a top two closer in all of baseball. He's a free agent from the Oakland Athletics. I've been begging and banging the drum for the Mets to sign him because I think that having him is such an upgrade over Edwin Diaz that I'm not going to have to worry about the ninth inning coming and at any moment losing the game. I have full trust in Liam Hendricks. And then there's Brad Hand again, coming from the Indians, who just got waived. No team claimed him for only $10 million, which means he's going to get less than that. And he had a 2.05 ERA last year. He could be a big lefty addition. I know that Justin Wilson is also a free agent. I think the Mets should try to bring him back. I don't think it's going to cost a lot either. But Brad Hand, 2.05 ERA, he did struggle at the end of the year. Indian fans were not happy. He did blow a game, I think, against the Yankees in the playoffs. But I would trust Brad Hand. I don't think he's going to cost that much. I think it's going to cost you around in the $5 to $7 million range. It's just such a stacked free agency class. Alex Colome from the White Sox, coming off a 0.81 with 12 saves last year for the White Sox. And nobody is talking about him. Absolutely nobody. Like, are you kidding me? Like, why is nobody talking about this dude? A 0.81 ERA with 12 saves and a 2-0 record. Sign me up. I can't imagine he's going to cost a lot. Sign me up. Shane Green is a free agent from the Braves. A 2.60 ERA. He did struggle last year. But Shane Green, usually in his past career, has been good for 1 year, off another year, good for 2 years, off a year. Do you give him a low-risk, high-reward type of contract, a one-year, $3 million deal? I'll be all over that. That's another great signing, in my opinion. There's Blake Treinen coming in from the Dodgers. He did have a 3.86 ERA, which is under four. That's good. And the Dodgers did trust him enough for them to close game eight. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry guys, I'm sick. I'm clearly off a little bit today, but I wanted to put out this podcast. But Dave Roberts trusted him to get the game five save in the World Series over Kenley Jansen. And that's the type of person that I wouldn't mind on my team. I don't know about you. But all these guys I named are studs. And they're not gonna cost a lot. That's the best part about all this. Is that in a team market like this, where players are going to want a guaranteed contract because they don't know what's going to come in this crazy type of economic world that we're living in with COVID and this and that, these players are not going to cost a lot of money. MLB is already saying how they lost millions and millions and millions of dollars. They're already telling the players, basically, we are not going to pay you what you deserve. And with the Steve Cohen coming in, you take advantage. Another one is Jeremy Jeffers. A 1.54 ERA with a 1.2 WAR. You think these guys are going to cost a lot of money? Kirby Yates. I didn't even mention Kirby Yates. You give him a low-risk, high-reward type of contract coming off of an injury. A Trevor Rosenthal, who was a lights-out closer for the Padres last year. How much do you think that's going to cost you? Like, the more I think about it, the more stacked that this is. Like, are you kidding me? When he played for the Royals and the Padres, he had a 3 ERA. Like, you trust Trevor Rosenthal on a low-risk contract. It doesn't make sense not to. And now that I'm thinking about it, Dellin Betances at $6 million in this type of market is a terrible, terrible contract. If he bounces back and turns into a Yankee, Dellin Betances, maybe then it becomes a somewhat salvageable contract. But that's another bad contract now by Brody. But I'm not going to blame him, because every fan was banging the door for him. I was banging on the door for him. He was brutal, absolutely brutal, but it happens. Trevor Rosenthal is somebody who I'll be all over. Mark Melanson, if you want to go and take him from the Braves, he had a 2.78 ERA. There are so many relievers out here that it's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. The amount of quality relievers out there is absolutely insane. I didn't even mention Justin Wilson. He's also a pretty good reliever from the Mets. Chad Green, who's going to get Tommy John, but you give him a two-year deal, $500,000 this year, and you give him maybe a $3 million deal next year. Is that something that you want to do after you just experienced Dellin Betances off of Tommy John? I personally wouldn't, but that's also an option. Just, I don't understand why no one is talking about this. The Mets need a bullpen, and here are tons of good closers, a ton of good relief pitchers, and we're all hung up on George Springer and Trevor Bauer, as we should. But the reliever market, maybe Liam Hendricks isn't even going to get $15 million a year with all these guys on the market. Because why would I not go out and sign a Shane Green or a Jeremy Jeffers for one-fifth of that contract? The more I think about it, maybe Hendricks gets a three-year $30 million deal and not a 15 annual average deal. Like, the Mets are in such a great position. I can't even explain it. You buy low on these type of guys. You buy low and you stock them up. You stock them up. And if somebody performs, but you sign somebody else that's doing better than him, you trade them for prospects. Like, if you go out and you sign Shane Green and Liam Hendricks, let's say, and Brad Hand for a total of $15 million, or let's say $20 million. You could go out and you could trade a Shane Green for prospects at the trade deadline. You have nothing to lose here. It's insane. It is actually insane how good this reliever market is. And nobody, absolutely nobody is talking about it. Like, I'm going to be honest, up until today, up until I'm making this podcast, I had no idea that it was this good. Absolutely no idea. There's something else that popped into my mind. Steven Matz. I think his Mets career is over. They may tender him and bring him back to compete with the fifth rotation spot. In my eyes, I don't want him back. The Steven Matz experience has run its course here in New York. What do you do? He's a home run prone pitcher, which is exactly why this specific team comes in mind. The San Francisco Giants. In a pitcher's ballpark, you ship him off there, basically for peanuts on the dollar, which is going to happen because Matz has no trade value. You go and you get a prospect to be named later probably, and you get him off the team. But at least you get something back for him. The San Francisco Giants in a pitcher's ballpark where not a lot of home runs are hit. Not a lot. And Steven Matz's biggest problem is the home run ball. But if it's a pitcher's ballpark, maybe that's going to help him. I don't know. But that's just an idea that popped into my mind. Because, what's his name? Damn, why am I blanking on his name? The Giants went Kevin Gausman. The Giants went and gave him the qualifying offer, which I was shocked. Kevin Gausman, $18.9 million deal. I don't think he's worth that. But what was his problem up until last year? The home run ball. What's Steven Matz's problem? The home run ball. If you're the San Francisco Giants, why are you not calling the Mets about Steven Matz? It's going to cost you nothing. And if you're the Mets, why are you not calling the Giants trying to trade Steven Matz? Like, it makes no sense. It sounds like a match made in heaven. It's going to cost the Giants almost nothing. The Mets at least get something back in return. Take a lottery ticket, you know, like a guy from Single A who you think is flying under their type of radar. And you make that trade. You're not going to get a Marco Luciano type of prospect. You're not going to get a top 10 prospect. You're not going to get a top 5 prospect. Like, you're going to get not even a top 30 prospect. You're going to get back if you have the good scouts and your analytical department is all the way there, like I'm like Stevie Cohen is saying. But it just sounds like such a perfect match. And I don't understand why nobody's talking about it. And I don't understand why nobody even brought it up. Like, it sounds like a match made in heaven. And the Giants desperately need pitching help. If you're giving Kevin Gausman a qualifying offer for $18.9 million, that's when you know that you need pitching. And what better type of pitcher to go to San Francisco than Steven Matz? Once again, low risk, high reward, and at least the Mets get back something. Guys, I'm sorry for how I sound. It's this type of weather where you get colds and this, and I'm not feeling that that great. I wanted to put out a podcast because I had to share the news like about this reliever market. Like, I'm still shocked about how good it is. I apologize about the quality and my voice. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Whole Lot of Mets podcast. I love you all. Take care of yourselves.